our government.
Healthcare.
Your government.
The economy.
Bailout.
Global financial recession.
Transportation.
Agenda.
Agenda.
The work that needs to be done. What's going on?
Answering the question of what's on the agenda or at the top of the agenda this week is actually a little bit easier than it usually is. Joining us now, Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, The New York Times. And Jill McGivering is the BBC Asia editor, joining us now from London. Marcus and Jill, good morning to you both. And it seems to me that this story that the Obama administration tried to slip in on a sleepy Saturday is probably going to be a big mover of markets, certainly this morning and possibly all week long. The Obama administration puts tariffs on Chinese tire imports. The Chinese reacted immediately. First of all, Marcus, is this the opening shot in what could be a trade war? And who's got more weapons?
Well, it's interesting. You know, this would actually be, I think, a war of mutually assured destruction if you were really to see an actual trade war between the United States and China. It's interesting to see because usually what we see is we see these kind of spats spring up and a very, very quick de-escalation. This time we haven't seen that. The Chinese are actually taking the first steps to actually impose their own kind of punitive tariffs on American exports.
Which products?
Of chicken parts, which is a huge issue. The world is not usually aware of it, but it's a huge issue around the world, our export of chicken parts. Automotive parts, which, of course, is an important and delicate and vulnerable industry in the United States.
Jill McGivering, does the Obama administration have the wherewithal to play this out? It's a jobs issue here in the United States, but markets seem to move in response to this story over the weekend. Where do you think it goes from here?
I think the danger is it is a very emotive issue in both countries. No question, as you say, it's to do with jobs in the US. Everyone's concerned about that. Everyone's hurting at the moment. But in China, too, there tends to be a sense, as soon as they see any kind of moves towards tariffs like this, there tends to be a sense of that's hostility towards us. That's the US behaving in an unfair way, being protectionist, just hurting us. And, of course, China, too, is very worried about its jobs. It's a massive exporter now. It's just become the world's number one exporter and very conscious, of course, of its huge trade deficit in its favour with the US. But even so, a lot of people there are very anxious. We have migrant workers who don't have jobs anymore, and they're very concerned about keeping those markets open.
But Robert Gibbs, the spokesman for President Obama aboard Air Force One over the weekend, says, no, this is simply about, playing by the rules.
This is simply about enforcing the rules of the road and creating a trade system that is based on those rules and is fair for everyone.
Quickly, Jill McGivering, the Chinese announced 8% growth on Friday. Do they really have an argument here about their migrant workers and their workers and their sort of internal stability with 8% growth going?
They need 8% growth. That's certainly how they feel about it, that they're trying to keep this massive economy going. We're talking about, well over a billion people and large numbers flooding onto the labour markets every year with all those students coming on. So they really need it just to stay where they are. For them, it's not really growth. It's kind of status quo.
All right. Here's Dick Durbin on Meet the Press over the weekend. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois talking about another kind of war, Marcus Mabry. Listen to this.
The fact is, we are not going to miss this opportunity. We invite the Republicans to join us for this historic opportunity. If they do not, we are still going to go forward.
Senator Dick Durbin suggesting that the Democrats will go it alone on health care. The president spoke last week. He was on 60 Minutes last night. Dick Durbin spoke on Meet the Press over the weekend. Can they deliver on that promise, the Democrats, either in the Senate or in the House?
They will. The chances are at this point enormous. There will, in fact, be a health care reform bill that actually passes both houses. The big question, and this is a great thing to watch this week on the agenda, is to see what comes out of the Senate Finance Committee. This has become a little bit like waiting for Godot. We've been waiting for this before the Senate even recessed over the summer. Once again, we hear from Max Baucus's committee. They actually expect something out of their committee this week. That will be our first and our last evidence of whether or not there will be a bipartisan agreement on this and whether we'll actually see, and by bipartisan, I mean probably one Republican, Senator Collins of Maine, signing on to it, or whether we'll have an all-Democratic deal. We're talking about 18% of the American economy is health care. Mm-hmm. This is a huge issue. For there to be no Republican sign on, I think, would be tough for the Democrats. For there to be no reform at all would be even tougher for the Democrats.
Definitely something to watch. The lead stories this morning, Jill McGivering, are the latest fighting in Afghanistan. 5 U.S. soldiers killed on Saturday. A new message from what's believed to be Osama bin Laden describing President Barack Obama as powerless on the ground in Afghanistan. How do you think that's going to play play this week, Jill McGivern?
I think there's going to be, continue to be quite a big focus on the messy election that we're seeing, with these results still not very clear, still massive allegations of fraud, and the election commission there in Kabul still having to decide at the moment which votes, and sometimes we're talking about the output from entire polling stations, they're going to count. It's looking at the moment as though Hamid Karzai has got what he needs, he's got beyond that 50% mark, but we just don't know how many of those votes that have been counted so far are actually going to be counted in the final tally, whether they will stand. If we end up with maybe a runoff, certainly if we end up with a continuation of this very messy process with allegations of fraud and corruption and so on, it's bad news for everybody, including the US, who of course had focused on bringing democracy to Afghanistan and saying Afghans are ready for this Western style of democracy.
Does
raises
this
the
mess,
question of whether the strategies are working.
Jill McGivern, does this mess reduce the credibility of the Obama administration in Afghanistan and, say, even across the border in Iran, where there are fraud allegations? And the U.S. has less of an argument against Iran if they're going to stick with Hamid Karzai, yes?
Absolutely, I think so. And I think it was interesting, as we were going into the elections, a lot of people were saying, well, should we be expecting them to be free and fair? After all, it's Afghanistan. And I think that kind of, when you start talking like that, it sort of lowers expectations. But it's also like, well, you know, democracy is democracy. Either it's right or it isn't. Corruption is the same wherever it is. You can't say, if it's an ally, then we won't look so hard. So I think it has really raised concerns.
All right, Jill McGivern, our partner at the BBC, talking to us on the agenda this morning. Here's Dick Durbin of Illinois. One more thought, Marcus Mabry.
I think that the president is going through a reevaluation with our new General McChrystal as the commander of the NATO forces. I think at this point, sending additional troops would not be the right thing to do.
Marcus Mabry, New York Times. Will there be more troops in Afghanistan? You got 2 seconds.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Thanks so much. There's your agenda.